My name is Cameron Baxley. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride and not trusting that God is good. Hi, y'all. This manifests and manifested itself in an addiction to pornography, lying, irresponsible use of alcohol, and adultery. Luckily, God has put those in the past. Today, it manifests itself in worry, trying to control, and anger. So my story starts in small town Colorado. I was born in Durango, living there till I was six, when we moved because my mom and biological father got divorced. So my brother, my mom, and I moved to Dallas. There, we started going to this brand new, super small church called Watermark. At Watermark, my mom met a great guy who became my stepfather and the man I call dad. So I grew up, from the time I was six to the time I was 12, here at Watermark, hearing the gospel every week and frequently at home. The thing was, aside from the divorce, my childhood was really, really good. I wanted for nothing, never had to make any tough choices, and never really felt the weight of that sin and death thing that they talked about at Sunday school. Then my mom had my third little brother, Noah. Noah was born with a genetic disorder that caused him to die 27 hours after being born. This crushed our family. A few days after his funeral, I asked my dad, "How do you become a Christian?" He shared the gospel with me. It was the first time any of it made any real sense. Later that night, in the shower, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. Life continued after we all healed from Noah's death. I did well in school, excelled in athletics, got attention from girls, and did what I needed to do to impress my parents and small group leaders. I graduated from high school with everyone, including myself, thinking that I was the man. I was an example of what it meant to be a student, an athlete, and a Christian. I left home to be a collegiate athlete at the United States Naval Academy. I did well at boot camp and at rowing practice. I entered my first year convinced I would go to the Olympics and then join the Navy SEALs. As a member of the Navy crew team, I was given access to everything this world said was good. Whether it was girls, whether it was alcohol, whether it was just fun, whether it was prestige, gear, stuff, promising career, the whole nine yards. And I chased all of those things hard. So this led some of the previous sins I'd been sowing in middle school and high school, such as a 10-year addiction to porn, adultery with girls, and drinking irresponsibly, those all came to fruition at Navy. So, my 10 years of being addicted to porn came to fruition at the academy in the form of chasing girls and being adulterous. My love of pleasure and seeking comfort reached its peak in me drinking as much as I could whenever I could. My pride reached its peak when I stopped studying because I thought I was smart enough to not need it, to spend more time practicing crew and more time partying. My need to please others manifested in starting to use chewing tobacco with my teammates due to peer pressure, and I carried on like this for three semesters. I lied, cheated, and faked my way into barely passing my classes. I lied to my parents about going to church and what I was actually doing on the weekends. My whole web of lies, addictions, and sins, and lack of faith came crashing down on me in December of 2015. I was back home in Dallas for Christmas break, and I got a call from a Marine Corps colonel saying that I'd been expelled from the Naval Academy due to academic performance. I was crushed. I had just imploded everything that I wanted to be, everything that I wanted to do, since the time I could remember through the weight and the actions of my own sinful stupidity. To some, this would have been the come-to-Jesus moment that they needed to straighten out. Not me. I'm really stubborn. And so, when faced with the crushing weight of my own selfishness, I dove in harder to those things that I thought brought me comfort. Dove in harder to porn, harder to alcohol, more dip, all that sort of stuff. Isolated really hard. So my first 6 months back in Dallas, my parents were making me go to Regeneration as a condition of living back at home. I was going to big group, showing up, not really checked in, and then I would bail right at the start of closed group, and I would go work out, all the while telling my parents that I was at Regen. And so this continued for 6 months of me hating who I was, who I'd been, who I was becoming. I was horribly depressed. And 6 months in, I got really drunk alone in my room. And then I called and texted a bunch of girls I knew from high school, a bunch of really inappropriate stuff. And so then I woke up the next morning, pounding hangover, my phone blown up with texts from friends, from people just checking to make sure I was okay and angry. And I finally said, enough is enough. I got to give this regen thing a try. And so I started actually doing the regen book work, started reading my Bible, started actually admitting my sins to my group and to others and to myself. And so through those 12 steps at regen, God used people and scripture to fundamentally change who I was. So now, through community and his word, the Lord has totally transformed who I am. Before, I was selfish, angry, needy, addicted. Now I'm secure, humble, and reliant on Jesus. I no longer seek to drown my sorrows in alcohol or use my computer or another person to bring me comfort. I look to Jesus. He knows me, yet he still chose to die for me. When I am low, I remember who I am in him. I am called a son of the king, adopted as his own. This brings me great comfort. As much as I tried to white-knuckle my way out of sin, as much as I tried to put on a good show for those around me, I am broken. God has been healing that brokenness for 3.5 years now. Praise him that through walking the steps of healing as laid out in Scripture, I am a new creation in Christ. Thank you.